This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a good day. Hope the day's still running smooth. Hope you and your family, hope everybody's doing well. As you know, I'm going to be rocking with you here for the next 4 hours, okay? I'm coming to you live. Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough. Rocket Mortgage knows times are tough. If you need mortgage assistance, holler at them 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Plenty to discuss today. A big shout out to my main man, Stu, for helping to put this show together. We're going to talk some NFL running backs. We're going to talk about the Buccaneers. Should they be training? Looks like they're out doing some work that they're, you know, they've been warned not to do. Jim Harbaugh and Brett Favre have some praise for Colin Kaepernick. We're going to talk about players that might have a bounce back in 2020. Maybe some of these NFL players can get some work in 2020, even though they're not supposed to practice right now. Speaking of practice, the Los Angeles Lakers looks like they've been getting some work in as well. Novak Djokovic unfortunately tests positive for the coronavirus. Same with Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, who plays center. We got a lot to talk about, okay? Also, don't go anywhere, because in about 20 minutes, we're going to chat it up with Matt Snyder. He's a CBS Sports Major League Baseball writer. Why? Because Major League Baseball is back. Hooray! Yeah, that's a sound that you will not hear associated with Major League Baseball, because kids and children do not care about baseball. And this is the reality, okay? Finally, we finally have come down to a 60-game agreement. It's going to happen. Players are supposed to report, excuse me, to spring training or summer training or whatever the hell you want to call it on July 1st, okay? The season, the 60-game season, is supposed to start on July 24th. The regular season is supposed to be done by the end of September, and the postseason, which will be a normal postseason, a normal 10 teams, we're supposed to have that finished and completed by the end of October. Now, obviously, this is a best-case scenario right now for Major League Baseball. They get to have some type of season, and I at least can ease up on calling them a joke, which I won't stop, because ultimately I still think 60 games is a joke of a season. 60 games is pretty much as illegitimate of a season that you can actually have. 2 months isn't the amount of time that most players get warmed up. You can be in a slump for 2 months. You can be hot for 2 months and then go cold. If you're a pitcher, you may have your best stuff for 2 months. This is not going to be the traditional sprint, or excuse me, marathon, that is Major League Baseball. This is going to be a sprint. And the reality is, most sprints, a lot of times, they can be exciting. You know, do you want to see your two friends from high school? Do you want to see them race on a track? Or do you want to see them run around the track multiple times? Probably like the race. More adrenaline. More action. A little bit faster pace. You get the result quicker. You got to be on it right away. But that's not Major League Baseball. That's never been Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball was, I don't know if it still is. I'd venture to say it's not. Major League Baseball has been a pastime because you could rely on it every single day. Depending on where you live, you could plug in and probably have baseball on from the afternoon until night. That's a pastime. You could have it on the radio. You could have it on the television. You can go to the supermarket, come back, and a game would still be on. It's the perfect thing to watch to go ahead and pass the time. And it's also chock full of storylines because of the length of the season. Who's on a hitting streak? Who's on a hot streak? Who has an ability to maybe break a record? Who's chasing history? And hopefully if there's an MLB player chasing history, it's for good reasons and not drug-fueled ones. But those are the storylines. And even on a half season, granted all of the circumstances, I would have been in favor for that. But obviously the owners didn't want to go ahead and pay the players for a full half season. So they're going to get 60 games. The players will get a full prorated salary. And we got to make do with 60. And I don't care how many games are played. I don't care how many games I watch. I don't care how many games you watch. I will always look at these 60 games and say, reality says it should have been more. Reality says they should be in a space to probably play next week or 2 weeks from now instead of starting on July 24th. Reality says, and I get it, you guys wouldn't necessarily have to worry about coronavirus picking back up towards the end of this year if you got the season underway. It also tells me that you missed a prime opportunity when people were still stuck in their houses and wanted something to do. You missed that mark. And that's what Major League Baseball has been doing for years. Okay, now I'm not in favor of a 60 game season. I will take what I can get. I will watch this season with a grain of salt. I don't think it doesn't make anything more exciting for me. I could care less. But John Smoltz, he was on Tiki and Tierney. Shout outs to my guys, Tiki and Tierney, come on earlier in the day on the afternoon. John Smoltz says a 60 game season could be a good thing. Listen to John Smoltz.
Depending on how it shakes out and if they make changes to divisions, and I think there's going to be an actual lot of excitement that's going to come in this sprint. And everyone will get used to the nuances that come along with it and the oddity just to be playing baseball again. You're going to see a lot of tight, tight races, and I don't believe you'll see many runaways.
Okay. We won't see a lot of runaways. I mean, okay, that's fine. You eliminate some of the bum teams that are kind of hanging around, but isn't why we've instituted that one-off wild card game? Doesn't that kind of keep things exciting? I get it. Okay, John Smoltz is kind of like looking at it's like looking at an ugly painting. You know the paintings that your kids, they bring home from school? The ugly ones? Where they did when they're in like a kindergarten or the first grade? And your child brings home that piece of artwork, and you have no choice but to look at it and try to find the beauty in it and appreciate it. Figure that your child can do something nice, and you slap it on the refrigerator. But you know it's ugly. That's the reality. Major League Baseball is presenting you with something at this point in time that you can look at and you can try to find the beauty, but I can't. They screwed up. They messed up. What's left for them right now is for them to come to an agreement as to health protocols. What does this look like? How many players are we going to allow in a dugout? You know, they basically put out a 70-page document that they've shared with the players for health protocols. How they do this, I have zero idea. I mean, we had 40 players in addition to staff who reportedly tested positive in recent days just in Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has already said all spring training sites are going to be closed and sanitized. We saw what happened last week with a squad like the Blue Jays having to close down their facility. Teams will have to go to their home ballparks for the most part, I'd gather, and have quote-unquote spring training. Now, I don't know if this necessarily lends itself to baseball or the best quality of games. This is going to be a hit or miss season. If you play fantasy baseball, I have no idea how you're going to anticipate how any of this goes. We're going to have some pitchers, I believe, who you're used to seeing on point, who are going to stink the joint up. We're going to have some hitters who you think are capable of going out there and hitting above 300. They're going to stink this year because they don't even find that groove. And then you're going to have some players who are fringe, who may have some awesome years because they won't play enough games to actually go out there and be exposed. So I look at this 60 games and I say, it's a joke. Ha 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 ha. I don't know how you can move into a playoffs. I don't know how a team can go ahead and host and hoist the commissioner's trophy, which is ironic, being that the commissioner thinks that the trophy, or at least said it a few years ago, is just a piece of tin, just a piece of junk. I don't know how a team can raise it and say, oh, wow, we're World Series champions. Somebody's going to raise it. Somebody's going to walk into the locker room and just go, that was weird as hell. That was weird as hell. They're going to accept it. They're going to be happy, but it's not going to be that same feeling of going on a grind. This is no more than a mini tournament over 2 months. I feel like this is the tournament, the little fake baseball of America, the World Baseball Classic for the World Series trophy. Let's just have a tournament to see who can get it. In Major League Baseball, good luck or thank you, I should say, for providing us with an appetizer of how disgusting this is going to taste next year. If we get a full season of baseball next year, will y'all have the CBA figured out by then? Or will you be prepared to have another work stoppage? This time, hopefully not because of a pandemic, but because you guys hate each other's guts. And you can't negotiate in private. And you can't get it together. So once they figure out these health protocols and players start reporting back on July 1st, everything from here on out, it's going to be the Wild Wild West. You have East teams, Central teams, and West teams. Squads that you wouldn't generally see are probably going to play against each other. Let's see what the Yankees can do with the Nationals. Let's see what happens when the Giants have to play the Mariners more often. Let's see what happens when Houston, who by all indications would generally be in the Central, I guess they're going to go out West because that's the division that they play in. And what is that reception going to look like over a two-month season? Is Altuve going to get beamed? Or do the Astros have a little bit of a bounce back? I have no idea. Do they still have a quote-unquote chip on their shoulder? What is Mookie Betts going to look like? I know Dodger fans have to be happy that they at least see Mookie in a uniform. So if you bought that jersey, at least you can wear it in your house. This is going to be one odd Major League Baseball season. And I, for 60 games, I'm going to tune in, I'm going to watch, but I still consider it to be a disaster. I don't think whoever hoists the trophy is going to be some type of winning squad. You won a tournament. There's no way in hell it can fall in line with a traditional 162-game season. It just doesn't. You won a tournament. It's kind of weird for them to even go ahead and say, hey, you're the champs. Especially because they had the option, the ability to at least have half a season. So the joke is on Major League Baseball. And hopefully this isn't an appetizer for next year. And I would say the bigger, hopefully, is that this isn't a precursor. Well, all of the cases that continue to pop up just in the sports world, as more people get tested and sports tries to come back. You know, the NFL trying to get training camp going at the end of the month. The NBA trying to get their season started. Major League Baseball is in that same space. Look at it this way. In about a month's time, unless the world and the United States of America continues to be in a precarious position, we'll have Major League Baseball back. Yeah, it's a noise that kids don't like for baseball. We're also going to have the NBA back. Yeah, we'll have NBA at the end of the month. And maybe. Yeah, cheers for the NBA. Maybe we'll also have NFL training camp back. I have zero idea how we do all of this safely, but in the meanwhile, I will continue to cheer sarcastically. And when it comes down to Major League Baseball, even though they have games back, I still believe it's going to be a joke. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to chat it up with Matt Snyder. He's a baseball writer for CBS Sports. I'm going to ask him the details about this upcoming season. I'm going to ask him about its legitimacy, as well as some of these health concerns, because that is not the elephant in the room. That is now going to be the entire story. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is thrilled to announce that the 2020 season is on the horizon. Players will be reporting, so I guess you can call it summer training, spring training, July 1st. 60-game season, traditional playoff format with 10 teams. But is 60 games enough? I mean, we potentially could have had more. They couldn't come to an agreement. As always, it's all about the money. And 60 games is going to be a sprint. To me, it's going to be more like a tournament. It's not what we're used to when it comes down to Major League Baseball. Basically, I still feel shortchanged. And in order to break it down, to talk about the return, to talk about the health protocols, as well as some of the top storylines for the upcoming season, right now on the line, we have CBS Sports MLB writer Matt Snyder. Matt, good chatting with you, man. How's everything?
Hey, very, very good now. I won a season. I mean, this is the only sport I write about, so I was getting worried, man. I was getting worried.
Well, I'm glad for your sake, Matt. We got 60. That's better than nothing, huh?
Absolutely, and I'm ready to embrace the madness and the chaos. I know it's going to be unlike anything we've ever seen. It's going to be an adjustment to watch games without the fans and to see them, like, social distancing in the dugout and all that, but as far as the play on the field itself, I don't think it's going to be too much different other than they're going to be a lot more aggressive. It's a sprint, not a marathon, as you said. So days off to the star players, I mean, we might see a lot of guys play all 60 games, assuming they can avoid injury and illness. They're going to be a lot more aggressive with bullpen usage, I feel like. First sign of trouble for the starter, getting the heck out of the game. Maybe in September, the last few weeks, we'll see teams using starters in relief like the Nationals heavily relied on last year in the playoffs because they're trying to get in. And I feel like we're going to have a lot of contenders going into September because they don't even have – there's not even that much time for many teams to fall too far back.
Yeah, there's – well, I mean, you certainly are looking on the bright side of things.
I am.
I commend you for that, Matt. When we talk about the expectations health-wise for the season, you touched on it a little bit, how players are going to be used. Over the years, we've seen starters, their usage has been diminished. We don't see folks going out there throwing complete games. We see teams who are more careful. How judicious are starters and star players going to be used? I mean, you really think every day? I mean, Gerrit Cole, brand new New York Yankee, a lot of people are can't wait to see him put on the pinstripes. But how much kid gloves, or how much are the Yankees going to handle him with kid gloves?
Well, the second wave of spring training is only going to be about 3 weeks, and I have no doubt that guys have been staying in shape and been throwing, but there's nothing like game reps in order to get pitchers stretched out for the start of the year. So I don't think the starters are going to have full workloads early in the season. Come the middle of August when they're all stretched out and then there's only 6 weeks left to play, then I think you will start seeing guys go way harder than they have before. They might throw harder. If they go shorter starts, we might see an uptick in complete games from guys like Garrett Cole and Jacob DeGrom, just because they're only going to get 12 starts this year. So even if they go to the playoffs and even if they're planning on playing all the way through October, you're not even looking at a full year workload.
Wow. Well, that's right. I mean, if we can keep some of the players healthy, that's a very good point. We may see some of these star pitchers go out there and go a little bit more balls to the wall, I'd say. We're chatting up with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports MLB writer. What advantage will hitters have early on in the season? Do you feel that they'll have more of an advantage? Will we see more offense?
Yeah, probably early on. Like I said, starting pitchers are generally better than relievers, and we'll see a lot less of the starters and a lot more of the relievers. And, you know, they can't run the relievers into the ground. That's totally different than the starting pitchers, because you still can't have relievers going like 4 days in a row. So we're going to have to get into the bullpen depth. So then, yeah, I think that there will be an uptick in offense. Another fun side note about the season only being 60 games, we might see someone hit 400.
Wow. Is anybody going to look at that? Is anybody going to look at that and go, oh, wow, that guy hit 400? It's like people won't even care ultimately.
I think we'll kind of care, but we'll also know there's no way we can compare it to, like, Ted Williams doing it. And it's definitely not like a full season, but we can still enjoy it and have fun with it.
It'll be a joke. I mean, I'll be entertained. You know, it's not going to happen. Give me somebody who hits 73 home runs this year. Then I'll go ahead and Then I'll go ahead and show them some damn love. Okay, but hitting 400 this year, I find it comical. What are your thoughts on what this season will actually look like in the future? I mean, someone is going to end up lifting the commissioner's trophy. And I think a lot of folks are going to look at it and go, okay, you won a two-month tournament. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think the thing that I've been saying, and it's a kind of an ongoing joke on baseball Twitter, is that if your favorite team wins, it's definitely legitimate and amazing. And if somebody else's favorite team wins, it's a joke and it doesn't count. So I still think I'm going to call him a World Series champion.
Yeah.
Next year I'll be calling him the defending champion. But we're always going to know that this one was way different. It wasn't nearly like every other season we've ever seen. But there are flukes at times anyway. I mean, the 2006 Cardinals kind of fluked into a World Series title. The 1987 Twins had a negative run differential and kind of fluked into a title. 1981, it was so funky that the Reds had the best record in baseball. They didn't even make the playoffs. But when we think about that, we just think about Dodgers over Yankees in the World Series. So yeah. This is way different than all those cases, but it's still fluky stuff happens.
You're right. It does. CBS Sports MLB writer Matt Snyder is on with us. Now that we know fluky things are going to happen this year, this has been a fluke year just all across the board. Caesars basically says that the Dodgers and the New York Yankees have the best odds to go out and win this World Series trophy. Are those the two teams that you believe will probably duke it out, or are there other teams that you think might have a solid chance to win?
Well, I think that they are the two best teams, and I don't really think there's that much of a question to that. But I wouldn't feel comfortable saying anyone is like a good bet or a sure bet or close, because this is just such a crazy season. Like, the 2018 Dodgers started 16-26, and they ended up in the World Series. If they get off to a start like that this year, they're probably not even going to make the playoffs. So it's going to be really, really difficult to get predictions right, I think, because it's just going to be so funky. But, some of the other teams that I think are going to be really good, let's go through AL East. Yeah, the Rays are going to be good, I think. And they're really good at dealing with bullpen games and openers, so they'll be well-equipped at the start of the year. Twins are going to be good again. Astros are going to be good again. A's are going to be good again. Braves. Nats, I worry about. They lost Anthony Rendon, and they're so starting pitcher reliant. I don't know if they're going to get off to a bad start again. Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, Reds all look like contenders in the Central. That looks really fun.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, National fans, they've been waiting for an opportunity to watch their defending champs, and I feel like they've been shortchanged on that. You talk about comfort. You talked about predictability. Obviously, with COVID-19 cases rising across the country, with athletes across the board, including Major League Baseball, testing positive, how confident are you that we will get a complete season, especially city to city? How confident are you that these health protocols are going to help mitigate the virus and allow Major League Baseball to at least get through this season and crown a champ?
I'm somewhat confident. I know they have to be inside a lot, but the games are played outside, and that's where they'll spend most of their time. Maybe they'll set up clubhouse areas outside. I just don't want them to start up and then stop. And I feel like them putting stuff in place to get started and go, that means that they're going to be committed to not stop. And if there are high-risk guys, they can stay home and not play the season. If there's guys worried about getting it, spreading it to older family members, they're allowed to stay home and not play this season. So we might see some big names not play. Somebody who's raised a lot of concerns that comes to mind from the defending champs is Sean Doolittle. I wouldn't be surprised if he says, I'm not playing. But the guys who do want to go play, I think that they'll stick it out.
Yeah, this is a wild situation. One element that I'm trying to wrap my mind around, we chatted up with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports MLB writer, are the travel aspects and the travel logistics. The NBA is trying to play in a bubble, regardless of what's going on in Florida. The NHL is trying to figure out what two cities they want to play in. The NFL is just basically trying to wait it out for as long as possible. Baseball is trying to get going in about a month's time.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my mind around the travel. I mean, it's one thing for the Yankees to go to Baltimore if you want to stick them on a bus, but, you know, players are going to have freedom. I mean, it's not like you're isolated. Plus, you're now traveling around. It just seems, I hope I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem like the best scenario.
I would think we're, in all likelihood, we probably have to brace for the reality that a lot of players are going to get it. And that's going to be, I feel like they're all okay with saying, if I get it, I'm just going to isolate for 2 weeks and then try to come back as long as they have antibodies or whatever. But we'll see. There's so much of this that's an unknown, and there's a very decent chance that they end up having to stop and we don't have a World Series. As a baseball fan, I'm holding out hope that we do, but it's not a 100% chance.
All right, Matt. Well, do you see all them old guys sitting on that bench? Do you see them, Matt? There's some old dudes. I mean, we're going to tell some of these old guys.
Over 70.
Yeah. How many managers? I don't want to name names, but whew. Go ahead.
You have to give them the option to stay home, you know?
Well,
and if you're Dusty Baker and you seriously, I think you have to think seriously about saying, I'm not going to manage, but if he wants to, I mean, I guess that's his choice.
Yeah, absolutely is. And that's what every single sports league is going to have to reckon with. Major League Baseball can argue about money. They can argue about playing. Now it's on the table. How are you going to go about keeping everybody safe? Matt, is there one big storyline that we should really look out for this year?
I have a few. Like, I feel like the Dodgers and Yankees are both World Series or bust type teams. Like, as much as they've been in the playoff picture and haven't gotten that World Series championship ring with their current nucleus, especially the Dodgers. And the Astros thing to me is fascinating. Like, I'm sure that they were mentally tough enough that it wouldn't really derail them, but they were getting ready to be the biggest villain in baseball in a long time, booed out of every ballpark that's not their own, maybe even got hit by other teams on purpose and gotten in fights. Now there's absolutely no fighting and no fans to boo them. So it's very interesting.
I still hope that they get hit. I hope it may be an empty stadium, but I still hope that they get plunked. I want to see Correa and Altuve get slapped around a little bit. We've been chatting it up with Matt Snyder, CBS Sports MLB writer. Matt, where can people follow you online?
at Matt Snyder CBS on Twitter, and a lot of work on cbssports.com/NLB.
We've been chatting up with Matt Snyder. You heard him, CBS Sports MLB writer. We're going to continue this discussion when we come back. I want to open up the phone lines and kind of get your thoughts on the legitimacy of this upcoming season. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard the number, and you're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. I want to hear from you. Do you consider this 60-game season to be legitimate? Do you feel that the winner of the World Series is going to actually be a legitimate champion? Hopefully we can get to that point. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for all of the info and eligibility. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. I personally think that Major League Baseball is serving us a joke. It's like the best and worst case scenario right now, especially for what we could have had. So whoever lifts the trophy at the end of the year, hopefully they can lift it. That means that we at least hopefully went through a healthy season. I think it's going to be diminished. This season, as far as I'm concerned, is illegitimate. It's a joke. It's going to be fun to watch in spurts. It's going to be interesting to see who stinks, who comes out swinging, which pitchers can get the job done. But ultimately, you know, this is going to be a bad looking situation. Let's talk to JT. He's calling up from Alabama. JT, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my man? What's going on tonight?
I'm good. JT, talking to you. What are your thoughts on the 60-game Major League Baseball season?
It's a bunch of farce. I mean, basically, I already tweeted it, too. I mean, my Twitter handle is Arizona_J, shameless plug right there. But anyways, basically, MLB is just trying to save face, because they know for a fact too many players are going to come up positive for COVID to even continue. This is basically all game right now. The players and the owners know that they kind of look like I don't want to say it on the radio, but you know what I'm getting at. But and then on top of that, I mean, baseball has become more of an annoyance than it is entertaining, and it's been like this for years. And they just keep on doing it and keep on doing it, but this season is not that too many players are going to come up positive. They're going to come up positive for them to even continue. So I see like 4 weeks from now, it's going to be all over. And even if they do hold up the trophy, it's going to have the biggest asterisk ever invented, like right next to it.
Okay. All right, JT, are you going to tune in a little bit and watch, or are you just going to tune out?
I don't even watch baseball anyway. That's why it's so annoying to me. So no, I'm not going to tune in. I tune in during the playoffs, but this is going to be a fake playoff. The whole thing is game to me. It's all game, but it's just MLB trying to save face, and everybody knows it.
Okay.
I mean, how many times MLB has already been knowingly pulling shenanigans since the 98 season? Need I say more?
Okay, JT. All right. Well, appreciate you. JT calling up from someone who doesn't watch baseball in the first place. He's like, I'm not going to watch. I get it. I understand it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jay from Alabama. Jay, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on this upcoming Major League Baseball season?
Hey, I think that it's going to wind up being one of the best seasons ever. If you ever notice, shorter is better. And I think this is what's going to wind up leading baseball into a new era.
Oh, I haven't heard shorter is better. What makes Major League Baseball short season better than what they've been doing forever?
Because now the games are more compelling. So you got a more vested interest in 60 games than you do 162 games, just like in football.
All right, Jay, tell that to everybody's wallet. I mean, I don't know if that's more compelling from a business standpoint. It may be exciting in a short burst for players, but we're going to have some players who get hot. As Matt said right before we went to break, he came on. He said, look, we might have a player hit for 400. There's going to be some guys who don't get above the Mendoza line. It's going to be interesting. All right. Jay, he's ready for it. Let's talk to Daniel in Atlanta. Danny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the upcoming MLB season?
Hey, I got, like, two things to say. One on, like, the mechanics and, like, if it's going to happen. So on the mechanics side, there's a reason why they have spring training for a month in Florida and Arizona. The players need to get used to the heat. They need to get used to the conditions. And there's also a reason why pitchers go in 20 or 30 days early, because they need to get their arms warmed up. And with all of the COVID-19 stuff going around, I don't think a lot of pitchers have been able to do private workouts and everything. I think people have actually suggested against it. And on it actually happening, they do have private jets, I think, that the teams use, private buses, whatever.
Oh, they do, Danny.
The matter is, you're sitting next to people that may or may not have the virus. So I don't think there's any way they get to October or even late September.
All right, Danny, I appreciate you calling up. You have a good point. Yeah, they fly private, but what good does that matter if every player is coming from his own house, surrounded by his own family, doing what he or she wants, and then getting on a plane and flying or busing city to city? That doesn't matter too much. Danny, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Danny, well, I think in a few years we just need to make you commissioner of Major League Baseball. I believe you do a better job than Mr. Manfred.
I don't know about that one, but...
Yeah, well, I suggest it. You do a better job. I appreciate you calling from Atlanta, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Danny for calling up. He's correct. He's correct. I have zero idea how they're going to travel around. It doesn't matter if bus, train, plane, airplane, private, commercial. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't know how you do this universally, going from city to city, state to state, to play some baseball games. I'm going to watch just like everybody else. You know, it's my job. I'm supposed to sit down and watch and know exactly what the hell is going on. But I hope they can get through the season, because that means that, to a certain degree, folks didn't come down and get sick. Phone lines are still open. 855-212-4CBS. Will this season's World Series champ, will the winner come with an asterisk next to their name? Is this season legitimate? You know, when I look at this year, it's short, and everybody makes some great points. We might have somebody hit 400. We may have someone who doesn't get past 2. It's going to be a wild, wild west of a season. And I hope that they can at least get through it. That's going to be the tricky part. Ira's calling up from Lubbock, Texas. Ira, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Major League Baseball season?
I think like, whether they have a season or they don't have a season, we're still going to be sitting here and are going to go through the month of July, August, September, October, et cetera. So I think it's cool. They need to go ahead and have one. The people want to see it. It's going to make money. There's not a lot else going on right now. And again, you know, whether they have one or they don't have one, we're going to be here for the time where it was going to happen during. So I don't think it's a bad look. Now, whether you view it as a legitimate championship at the end of the season or not, you know, that's I guess that's in the eye of the beholder, but it does add a different element to it, because those teams that were dependent on that long seasonal grind or having those deep benches and stuff like that, maybe that's not going to be as a large a factor, and this kind of turns it into more of a parity race, because, like, you know, everybody may have a shot. The people that aren't as deep, you know, with those deep benches and stuff like that, and those bullpens that can just go, maybe, you know, this kind of lets them have a drink a little bit, and, you know, great things can happen. I don't know. It ain't a bad deal, I don't think.
All right, well, let me ask you, Ira, is there a particular team that you're a fan of?
No, but being where I'm located at, there's a lot of Astros people, and the fact that that the Astros are perceived as a strong team, I mean, if they won it again, what do you think people would feel about that?
Oh, people will laugh at them. I mean, people will laugh and say, oh, well, you won illegitimately. I don't know. People will make trash can jokes.
As an Astro, though, my friend, if you were an Astro, how would you feel about it? It's like, you still got to play either way.
Listen, you know? Look, if I'm a Major League Baseball player, I'm looking at this season as, okay, let me get through this. Let me try to make some money and go home. That's what it boils down to. Let me go play baseball, make some money, collect a paycheck, try not to get sick, and call it a day. You know, ultimately, do the players want to play? Yeah. Is it better than being cooped up in your house? Yes. But I can also tell you it's no different than a lot of other sports. You have a lot of players who are like, hey, I don't even necessarily want to show up. Is it safe for me to show up? I mean, we already got reports that stars like Charlie Blackman and a couple of Rockies have already come down and tested positive. We've had facilities that have been shut down. So if I'm a Houston Astro and at the end of the day I end up winning the World Series, I'm kind of going, okay, yeah, we won it. We cheated a few years ago. Get off our backs. It's not going to change their perception now or in the future.
So you don't feel like there's a contingency of players that do have like that attitude that maybe there's a silver lining or this is something positive that could
listen,
come out of this? It's just
listen,
it's
Ira,
just business.
The silver lining is that we can go ahead and get a paycheck. And I think regardless whether you play Major League Baseball or you're Joe Schmoe down the street, you know, everybody is everybody wants to get paid. Cole from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the MLB season?
Thanks, JR. It's like being a kid, like a 15-year-old. You're planning a trip to an amusement park. You're really looking forward to it. You get there and half the rides are closed. So that's kind of what the season, 60-game season, reminds me of.
That's one way to look at it. Have you been disappointed as a child, huh?
Well, let's put it this way. I went with my grandmother, took me and my cousins, and my cousins were younger than I was, and I got stuck in Kittyland for an afternoon. So,
okay.
But I made the best of it. Yeah.
All right, Cole. Well, I appreciate you for calling up for Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think we all might be stuck. I wouldn't call this Kittyland. Whatever the opposite of Kittyland is, that's where we are here in 2020. We can only hope for things to get better. Okay, hopefully things get better. When we come back from break, let's switch leagues a little bit. Let's talk about some basketball. Jokic, Ariza, Bertans, Cousins. How is the NBA going to be affected? And NBA players, a lot of these dudes don't want to play. We're going to talk about it. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.